You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday.
Nice pause there.
Dramatic pause as I look at the computer to confirm what day it is. It's worse when you're retired. One of our colleagues who recently retired came back to visit yesterday. He's like, what day is it? It's every day is Saturday when you're retired, right?
Oh, man. What a life. Like,
you can go now. It's Saturday every day. It is Wednesday, August 1st. August 1st, an important day in the Bates household.
Oh, yes. It is an important day.
It's Make Thanksgiving Reservations Day. Did it successfully this morning, so
we're
all good. I will not ruin Thanksgiving again this year.
So, there are stories there.
Yes, lots of stories. So, all good on that line. What coffee is in the cup this morning?
Oh, this is my special local roaster that I got for my birthday.
Excellent.
We still have it. I don't know how we still have it. I save all my special coffee, and then I don't drink it for a long time.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. CUW.edu is their website. You can check them out, find out more about them. Live Uncommon. Joining us by phone this morning, Sandra Rice. She's Director of Religious Resource Creation at Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Sandra, welcome back. Glad to have you on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited to be here.
I am excited to talk about some new resources from Bethesda Lutheran Communities, but we got to get the important details out of the way since it's the Coffee Hour. Joining us for Coffee Hour. Where are you joining us from this morning?
I actually live in Buffalo, New York.
So it's already 10 o'clock there.
It is. There was a little confusion at first. I'm like, wait, what time did I call it?
Because it's always coffee time.
It is always coffee time. Especially in Buffalo.
So are there any local coffee traditions in Buffalo?
There is a local coffee place that actually, it started in Canada, right on the border, and it slid down to this area. And it is called Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy's is my favorite. I grew up in Michigan, so I grew up on Timmy's.
Yes. And Tim Hortons actually played hockey. So, of course, in this area, hockey's really big. He played for Toronto for a while, but he also played for the Buffalo Sabres right before he passed away. So we are big Tim Hortons fans around this area.
Well, I like you already.
There was another way back in the day, there was another coffee house, Common Ground, in, I think it was around Hamburg, somewhere around there. Is that still around?
Yes, they do still have that around.
Wow, fancy that.
The things that you
coffee
know.
Coffee connections here. Well, coffee is exciting, but even greater than coffee is getting the word of God into families, into homes, and helping congregations serve each other with the word of God. And Bethesda has produced some really handy, really helpful resources under the title called Wonderfully Made. I'd like to talk about these resources. Checked them out online recently. Pretty neat stuff. What is, Sandra, what's the aim of your work in developing resources with Bethesda?
Resources in general are made so that anyone, all generations, can use our materials, but they're written at a level of understanding for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So we make sure that we have leveled questions at a reading level that works for everyone. But interestingly enough, I've had several Lutheran schools and other places ask for some of our materials because of the way they're written. So that's kind of exciting for us, too.
So these wonderfully made resources, talk to us about what these resources are and who they might be for.
Right. This particular resource, which is called Wonderfully Made, it's disability awareness materials for congregations to use, either when they're trying to revisit the importance of having a disability ministry or begin one. We have sermon notes for the pastor. We have Bible studies for every age. Preschool all the way up through adult, and we even have a four part Bible study written by this great guy Dave, and he has written it so that you really can dig deep, and so it's really for people that want to study the theology of it all. It's great stuff.
So how would can you give us an example of how a church might dig into these resources and use them to maybe either reach into their own congregation if they have people with disabilities or reach out into the community?
Well, sure. At Bethesda, we have something we call a Bethesda Sunday. So an ideal way to use this would be to have someone from our Religious Life team come and speak to your congregation about disability ministry and about either enhancing what you're doing or starting something new. And hopefully that same Sunday, the pastor would do a sermon on that, and then all the Bible studies would all be based on this. And we provide all these materials free. So all you have to do is look at them ahead of time and show up and present them. But we also have materials for schools. So if you have a Lutheran school connected to your congregation, we have chapels, and we have activities that we can do in the school as well. Church talks, anything that you would do throughout the service, this will happen. And hopefully, if you have groups outside of Sunday or Saturday, whichever day you worship in your church, if you have groups outside of that, they can also use these materials through the week and offer them up to the community so that they can come and join in and learn about the importance of being wonderfully made from Psalm 139.
That's what my next question was. Wanted to dig into the name or the theme of these resources, Wonderfully Made. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. Psalm 139, we kind of use just a small tagline of, I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. But all of the studies dig really deep into the fact that we are all created by God our Father, that he loves us all the same, and that as Christian men and women in this world, we really need to embrace people of all abilities. And so it's great stuff. I love how some of our authors start with creation and they walk you through how important it is to understand that we are all created exactly the way God wants us to be created. And they move on from there. It's real eye-opening for people that have never studied it from our perspective before.
You mentioned that the resources are for people of all ages and different abilities as well. One of the resources I saw was an intergenerational devotion. I appreciate that because you can have a group of people, families together. Tell me a little bit more about the idea behind this, an intergenerational devotion.
Yeah, this one was created for several reasons. Sometimes people like to have an intergenerational Bible class at certain times of the year, breaks maybe at the end of a session you've been doing or in the summer, but it's also something that you can do together at home as a family. It was really important to us to have all generations learn and worship together so that the younger see how important it is to the older generation, and the older generation actually tend to learn more from the younger generation because they are blessed, for the most part, with having inclusion in the schools. Some things that the older generation didn't necessarily have. My daughter is a camp counselor for the first time ever at a Lutheran camp in Angola, and she is working with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And she's so cute. It's so great to see this passion arise in her now that she's immersed in this situation. And she says, I don't understand why. They just don't understand that everyone is saying we all have different abilities, but we're all the same. And it's so cute to watch that. And at the same time, it's so uplifting to see how she changes and how things are different for her now that she has had this chance. And that's what we want to give congregations. That's the one place that people should really, really be accepting of all people, and including the entire body of Christ. So that's where our process is going. That's where our passion is. So
a nice long list of resources available for congregations, for pastors, for families, for Sunday schools to use, whether they're in study, in worship, in family devotions, that help us take a look at disability awareness, particularly from this perspective that we are wonderfully made by God and loved in Christ Jesus. Everything from meditation and thoughts, as you mentioned, sermon notes, to chapel for like a school chapel or a children's message, family devotions, youth Bible study, and of course, the most important here, a coloring page.
Yes, I was just looking at that.
Sarah was coloring, I think, on her iPad this morning.
What's nice about the materials is that we are trying to get them so that they're all connected. So the young children are, we of course focus on animals and all the unique things that animals can do that you may not know. But at the same time, all of the themes that go through and the things that they are learning, hopefully resonate with the adults when they get home and they talk to their kids about their day experiencing the wonderfully made materials, because they're going to have the same themes, they're going to have the same thought processes, just at a different level. So we tried really hard to integrate all of the themes and some of the verbiage and the activities so that it's a discussion at home that they're all going to be able to relate to, even if they weren't in that specific class.
So all of these resources are downloadable. Can you tell us where we can find these, Sandra?
Oh, absolutely. They're all downloadable at our website, which is Bethesda, L as in Lutheran, C as in communities.org.
All right. Bethesda, LC.org, is that right?
Correct.
And you can find them there under faith supports and faith resources?
Yeah, there's a section called faith supports, and then you'll find faith resources. If you look at the top of the page of the homepage, there's some great pictures flashing across the screen, and that sometimes will help you find it more directly than having to maneuver your way through. But yes, look for anything that says faith.
Excellent. BethesdaLC.org is the website. Find these resources, wonderfully made, a whole host of resources that you can use in your family and your congregation. Sandra, thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour and sharing with us these wonderfully made resources.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Sandra Rice is Director of Religious Resource Creation for Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Check it out, BethesdaLC.org. Sarah, you still coloring over there?
Maybe.
We have more to talk about, focusing on ability today.
Yes.
I forgot to mention our theme at the beginning of the program.
Yeah.
It is. It's Ability Wednesday. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.